Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria Ensaroma. On December 21st, 2020, Jupiter and Saturn will have a meetup in the part of the sky known as Aquarius. Their long-anticipated and powerful conjunction marks humanity crossing the energetic threshold into a new age. Elementally, November is the third and final water month of this year, and the number 11 in numerology holds high vibration for divine inspiration and manifestation. Through five live broadcasts and accompanying videos, I will support your moving into a new time, creating a new world, and welcoming a new age in human history, this week with New Age Show Up. But first, just a reminder, if you are listening to this over the computer and you have a problem with your internet connection, you can continue to listen to the live broadcast over the phone at this number. It's area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. I will upload a video of this broadcast to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And if you have any questions or like to share comments, you can do that most easily on my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or if you join my Facebook group, which is Wisdom Walk Supporters. And you can also do it on my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And if you are watching this on YouTube, of course, you can leave comments and questions in the comments section below the video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Wow, folks, it is quite a time that we are happening. It's almost like if there were any loose ends in terms of our inner work, our meeting our shadow, our meeting our shadows and needing to work on them, November is really bringing us that opportunity to do that in ways we could never imagine. But before I get into more of that, I'd like to, of course, open up my show with honoring the ancestors. And of course, you know, COVID right now in the United States and other parts around the world is on the rise, really getting out of hand, like Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, in that section there in the Midwest, and Illinois has issued, I think they're all going to close down for 3 weeks to a month. So it's pretty potent stuff that's going on, and the number of persons dying from this disease continues to grow. So we've got lots of people stepping into their ancestral experience, into the land of the ancestors, and I totally want to honor that, keep honoring that, because it has a great impact on us in ways that right now we really can't siphon, we really can't understand. So please think of persons in your lives. Maybe you have family members or friends who have died from COVID, or it can be persons, again, who are in your ancestral line, or people you weren't blood related to, but who you were connected to while they were alive. And let's call on them all together and ask for their guidance, their love, and their support as we continue to open up to learn how to navigate through this very, very traumatic time in human history. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing, your mercy in our lives, and for yet another opportunity to call on your great emissaries, the ancestors. Ancestors, 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 we are calling out to you, you for whom problems there are not problems here, you who can see in all directions at once. For truly, we are really in a state of the big unknown in regards to COVID, in regards to other things that are happening in our homes, in our communities, in our world. And so we need your help, your guidance, your wisdom, so that we can stay centered, stay focused, and most importantly, stay hopeful and have faith that this too shall pass, that we will make it through. And so we need your help so that we can do that, that we can stay mindful and do the things that are going to address this disease. And each of us individually doing that, doing it collectively, we will turn things around. And so help us, help us, help us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Creator, again, I want to thank you for the blessing of the ancestors. In the name of all that is holy, I say amen. Ashe Aho Atah Shinga Bismillah. So it is. Shit. All right, I'm going to jump right into some elemental wisdom for you this week, along with some astrological insights. And again, the elemental wisdom comes from the Dagger of Medicine Wheel, which I am very, very honored to be a keeper of. And in the Dagger culture, the numbers 1 to 5 are very significant, and they represent one of the 5 elements that they see as part of the creative energy that brought life into this dimension. And so looking at January 1st and where it falls, what day of the week it falls on, that lets me know what is the elemental week time period, and whatever the number is of that day, that lets me know what is the element that is there for us to work with and to be supported by. And so this week, we are currently in a double water week. It started last Wednesday on the 11th, which was a very, very high, significant, powerful day. That double water energy has been no joke. And so that goes until this Tuesday. And then this Wednesday, we fall into a nature week. And the opportunity is all about, again, welcoming the change, being courageous to do that, opening the door fully to the new transformative challenges and learnings which the universe is providing, and in answer to and in support of your prayers, intentions, goals, and annual commitments. Now, receive the power of that love and supportive and playful energy of the nature element, which is plants, which is animals, which is humans, to experience more of who you are. So again, connecting with nature this week coming up would be very, very helpful. Now, here are the distractions, and you know, what can pull us out of welcoming that change, which is so essential that we do that. And the first is addictive behaviors in whatever form they take, whether it's drugs and alcohol, indiscriminate sexual activity, overworking, overshopping, overeating, overgambling, overuse of Facebook and social media tools and apparatus, whatever it is that really has you in a position where you've lost control over your mind and what you know you really need to be doing. Also, another distraction is being judgmental of yourself and others. Not a good energy to be pulling on this week. Like, let it go. Let it go. Just accept that's how somebody is or that's how the situation is. You don't need to take it on. You don't need to be attached to it. And then last but not least, taking yourself, other people, or things too seriously. Yeah, some good old-fashioned humor is going to be very helpful for us in terms of all this change that we are facing and do need to adapt to and integrate into our lives. Now, the Wednesday after this one on the 25th, which is the week of Thanksgiving, it's going to be an Earth week. And that's about time for ask and you shall receive. And I will remind you all about that in the next broadcast and video. Now, moving into astrological information, this week begins with a flow, moves into intensity, ends with flow. So that's a good thing. Yeah. So from 11/14 to 15th, yesterday evening into today, we have a new moon in Scorpio, and this is considered to be one of the most favorable new moons of the year because it has a favorable aspect to Jupiter, Pluto, and Neptune. Also, the ruler of this new moon, Mars, has just gone direct and has big plans. So this whole lunar month is carrying an energy of moving forward. Yes. This is about opening to who we are now and what we need to focus on now. And I see a good mantra for this new moon period, this lunar period, is where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah, yeah. So after that, get your seatbelt back on. line up your favorite meditation videos, and open up your favorite inspirational books, because from 11:17 to the 19th, we have oppositions and squares going on in the celestial bodies. So on the 17th, we get Mercury opposing Uranus. Basically, that means some hard revelations and exposures may be showing up for you. So, again, just put that seatbelt on, get ready for it. It's all designed to help you grow, heal, and transform into the new. Now, after that, from the 18th through the 19th, we get Venus squaring Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, still up in Capricorn, breaking down structures and old forms. But the good news is that this is the last of the personal squares for the year. So we will have received all of the massive, radical inner transformation energy when this one completes. And if you are even just a little bit open to your spiritual intelligence, you will be awakened, yeah, by the time this is over. So after that bit of intensity, by the time the 19th is finishing up, we actually get our reward. And that is when the sun is sextiling Saturn in Capricorn. And a sextile is a better alignment between the planets and the part of the sky they're in. So this is about completing important or difficult projects that will come more easily to us. And COVID has really put a damper on or held up a lot of things. So we can look forward to some things opening up. Again, that new moon energy is going to help with this moving forward. Also, finding the perseverance, the stamina, and the patience that you need to reach your goals will be more easily manifest. Hallelujah to that. And this information generally comes from Astro Butterfly. I will leave her her link in the description box below the YouTube video, and I'll try to post it on my Facebook page for people who are just listening through the radio. Now, a reminder, next Sunday, the 22nd, will be the Earth Day of the month. And again, I hope you are continuing to cut down on your use of paper and plastic, staying mindful about your use of your fossil fuel-powered car, and committing to essential use only. I encourage you to go to the Earth Day website. They put up some new stuff like their 2021 theme of restoring the Earth, and you can find that at this link. It's www.earthday.org/essential. Yeah. And then also they give you some really good tips on what you can do as an individual or as a family to contribute to helping to heal the Earth and to cut back on us being the kind of crazy consumerism that we have been doing for far too long. And that is, again, the Earth Day website, www.earthday.org/take-action-now. Yes, and so again, we want to make sure that this beautiful planet of ours is available in the way that we have enjoyed it for the 7 generations that come after us. So moving into what I want to give you some insight and wisdom about tonight, here's my overview. I am once again going to explain about the age of Aquarius, give you a brief overview. Then I'm going to talk about the new age show-up requests. And, of course, I'll leave you with some contemplative questions. My quote for tonight comes from Abraham Lincoln, and I used it back in May because it's so wonderful. It says, "It is difficult to make a man miserable while he feels worthy of himself or herself, and claims kindred to the great God who made him or her." Yeah, very powerful. So, age of Aquarius, as I said, you know, it's a human consciousness evolution you know, just like we no longer go to the Coliseum and watch people get eaten by animals, eaten by lions, or watch two people fight to the death with horrible instruments of violence and terror. You know, we are here to evolve on this planet, to keep evolving. And so this age of Aquarius marks an evolutionary period. It extends to embracing and living the belief in a higher purpose and a divine connection, respecting everything in existence as part of an unknowable system of universal love. This age has been talked about for a very long time, and particularly in Western culture in the 1920s when it gets put into print. And this level of consciousness will make it harder to go to war, to build nuclear power plants and earthquake zones, or think that the moon and the rocky planets and asteroids are consumer products. Yeah, yeah, because we're headed toward that craziness right now. So, Age of Aquarius, and I know you, I hope you know about the song. If you don't, by the fifth dimension, you can just Google it, and it comes from the musical Hair. It's a really powerful musical that came out in the 70s. So, this new age shows us that it's time for us to really stop living as though we don't know that there are higher dimensions that we have access to as human beings. Yeah. And part of that means that we can, despite however we come into this world and whatever situation we come into, that we can get to the truth of who we are, that we can find a way to show up as our divine and authentic self. And so that's what this Age of Aquarius is really asking us to do, and will provide an energetic environment for us to be able to do that more. Back in May, which was an Earth month, I discussed show up and be worthy of the power of forgiveness, the joy of inner peace, of valuing your life, of knowing your purpose, and of being worthy of miraculous change. Yeah. And then last month, which is also the other Earth month in October, I talked about showing up and being the light, because you are a spiritual and energetic being, divinely created and divinely connected. This way of thinking, and most importantly, being, is aligned with the energies, the evolved energies of the Age of Aquarius. And all of that means that this way of believing is what will bring you fulfillment and happy endings in life. Anything less than this, it's going to be a bit of a struggle. Yeah. So let's talk about what blocks us from showing up as our divine and authentic self. And I've just scribbled down a couple of ways. There are more, but I think these are some of the common ways that we get blocked. One, and one of the most powerful ones, because we're much more conscious about this than we were, you know, 40, 50 years ago. I have unhealed trauma and haven't done enough work to know who I truly am. Yeah, because trauma definitely has us believing so less about ourselves, holding ourselves so small. You know, it becomes self-invalidation. It becomes vacant self-esteem if we don't take on the healing work. Another block: my true self is different from those around me, and I do not feel supported enough to show up as who I really am. I could be bullied, I could be shamed, I could be judged, I could be criticized. Yeah, totally goes on. Third one: I was not validated by my family for my true self, so I'm not sure who that is. Yeah, it's like you're doing stuff because it was a tradition or a conditioning, and you know, that's just the way it's always been. But something inside of you, it doesn't feel right. It's like a struggle to have to do those things or be those things in the family. Next, I don't want to disappoint my family. I want to belong and please them. That's a big block to us showing up in the truth of who we are. Because, of course, none of us wants to be expelled, if you will, or treated like there's something wrong with us by people we're emotionally attached to and connected to. Another one is about I don't want to lose my family or my friends. If I show up as who I really am, what I really think and believe, will they accept me? Will they still love me? Right? That becomes a big question. And then last but not least, what blocks me from showing up as my divine and authentic self is holding on to anger and resentment and choosing not to practice forgiveness at a deep level. Yeah. Now that seems probably a little stretch, but it really is true. If I am holding on to past pain, because that's basically what anger and resentment are. It's coming out of some past pain because somebody betrayed me, lied to me, beat me, bullied me, you know, whatever. Part of you, you can't get access to because you are wrapped up in all that anger, all that resentment, all that hatred, all that victim stuff. Yeah. To get to who we really are, we really do have to let go of carrying other people's pain. Other people's pain will give you a personality that is not the truth of who you are. Yeah. And of course, it's all coming out of fear, all coming out of fear. So showing up as our authentic selves, so, so, so important. It will become even more important as we move more deeply into the age of Aquarius. So for those of us who are alive and awake now, it's really important that we start to consciously intend and manifest situations, ideas, people, environments that can support us in being our divine and authentic self. This is nothing to put on the shelf. It's something to really begin to do like now. Yeah. And again, some of those blocks I talked about, that's hard stuff. It's really hard stuff. This is not an easy journey, but the rewards, the ability to be in the truth of who you are, there's nothing like it. And something I learned from my journey to authenticity is when I fully accepted who I really was, when I was okay with it, when I wasn't worried about, will people like me? Will they understand me? Will they want to be around me? When I let go of all of that and connected to what was really important to me, which is my greater order and direction, then I found that even people who found me strange, family members who found me strange, but they were still very loving. They're still very, you know, okay, yeah, she does this, she does that, but she's still who we watch the Lone Ranger with, so she can't be all that bad, yeah. But again, it was like all the fear stuff dissolved, but it had to be me embracing and owning and celebrating who I am authentically, yeah. So here's some contemplative questions for you. Number one, what enables and supports me to easily show up as my divine and authentic self? Yeah. Number two, what or who stops me from showing up fully as divine and authentic? And lastly, what are three things I need to do to show up more often as divine and authentic in 2021? Yeah, that's the first annual commitment for the age of Aquarius. So I will put this personal challenge and contemplate questions in the box below the YouTube video, the description box, and if you haven't already, I ask and thank you for subscribing to my channel. Hit the bell for all postings, and for that, I thank you very much. Okay, I'm closing out for tonight, thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, who, despite her computer doing crazy things like trying to download, you know, 15 minutes before it's time to broadcast, she made it through by the skin of her teeth. And so thank you, Yvette, as always, for your commitment, diligence, to make sure that I can do this work every Sunday night. Very, very grateful to you and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and to my number one fan, Miss Sarah, who is continuing to recover from a broken hip. And again, your prayers and loving thoughts for her speedy recovery are most welcomed and appreciated. I also want to shout out to all of those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, like Asu and Ina, and those of you who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't do this without your interest and support. Next week, I will continue my November theme of welcoming the age of Aquarius with New Age Wake Up. Yeah. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble's, Abe's Books, even saw it on eBay and other places that you can get access to books online. Or I don't know, it might actually be in a physical bookstore. I haven't had that pleasure of seeing it there yet. But last and not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous Nature Week coming up. Again, we got a little intensity in the middle of the week, but it's going to dissolve. We're going to get back in flow. Again, at this time, especially in the United States, wear your mask, practice social distancing, wash those hands, do not congregate with people, even family members right now. Do not take unnecessary risks. Follow the science safety, not perceived safety. And we will get through this if everybody just has patience and does their part to really, really stop the spread of this disease that is a perfect transmitter. There's no getting around that. So, most importantly, please remember that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.